It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the wonderful book study of the book of Matthew, and so please open your Bibles, Matthew chapter 16. We're continuing again with that 18th verse. We're going to start there. There's so much there concerning the beginning and the birth of the church, even though it takes place over in the book of Acts and during Pentecost, but we just, there's so much there, so please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. We're going to read verse 18 through 20. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. I'd like to call us on the phone. It's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, we have many studies there. I just pray that you would look at it and would be able to grow from it, because it would be a, I pray that it's a wonderful opportunity for us to learn the Word of God and to come to know the Lord Jesus as well. And so please look at the website if you get an opportunity. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, we'd love to hear from you, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just great. And so please now we'll begin the reading. We don't want to take much time here. It's so good to get busy to the Word of God so we can enjoy it. Matthew 16, verse 18. I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And so please, let's begin with prayer now. Father, we just thank and praise you that we have this opportunity today to come together and to study your precious Word. Please guide us through it. It's just such a joy, again, to be able to study and to look at it, to enjoy it. So please, dear Father, just send us through your precious Word with the leadership of your Spirit, that he would guide us through it, that we may come to know you as our Lord and Savior, and then begin that wonderful walk that he would guide us through your precious Word and guide us each day, that we may have the light that we so desperately need to find our way through the wilderness of this world. Thank you, Father, for your direction, for your guidance, and for your strength. And I do pray that all will come to know you as their Savior. Let the Word today penetrate their heart, recognizing that we're lost and we're a sinner and we need you as our Savior, and just invite you in. Because you see, Father, you know we must be born again. Now, speak to our hearts, direct us today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We just kind of spent just a little bit of time there last week. We've spent much time here circled around this 18th verse, but as we have constantly reminded ourselves that we cannot be born again on our own. We cannot just decide today, okay, I think I'm going to go to church and I'm going to be a Christian, because it has to have the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And verse 17 tells us that, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. He has to send. He directs the Holy Spirit down to convict our hearts, to show us that we're lost, and then introduces us to his Son Jesus. And so please that you understand that it's not just a matter of you deciding to go to church, or you deciding, I'm going to be a Christian. I think that's a good thing. it can't be done. There's nothing in us that would bring us to the saving power of Jesus Christ except God sends it to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. And so please don't miss that. And then he comes on and gives us this wonderful introduction. I say unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It is going to be mighty, and even though it seems like many times the old devil gets the victory and wins, it says right here that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we find, and to kind of review again, we do this often, we find that the time period that Jesus was here on earth, he was preparing that the church be born. But his ministry was directed to and for the Jews. We talked about it in Matthew 15:24, how that they were to go out and find the lost sheep of Israel. Matthew chapter 10:5-6, when he sent out his disciples, he sent them not to the Gentiles, but to the Jews. And so we find that it comes all the way up to the ascension, which we would find in Acts chapter 1. And so we need to see that. And then, of course, we know that the birth of the church came at Pentecost, and that is in Acts chapter 2. And so understand the steps that was taken here, the call for the Jews, and then finally a call for the for us, for the Gentiles. We need to be preaching as preachers of the gospel, pastors of the church. We need to present the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So often today, so many times today, I'm afraid that a pastor looks out across the congregation, decides that they're all saved, and we don't need, and even times the deacons and elders and things like that, the leadership of the church, will even tell a preacher that you don't need to go through the gospel so many times. You don't need to tell us that Jesus died on the cross, that he shed his blood for you and for all. And you don't need to do that because we all know that. Well, we have to do that. We must do that. And there is not a single broadcast that I have had that the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have not talked about and explained clearly and simply that one must be born again. And you're born again by accepting the fact that Jesus died on the cross for your sin. And you need that opportunity of joy, that opportunity of someone else to take your place, because you can't do what you need to do to save yourself. You're a sinner. You're lost. There's nothing you can do about your sin. Not a single thing. The only one that can take your sin away is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only reason that he can do that is because he finished the work of salvation. He went to the cross, brutally beaten, died on that cross, shed his blood on that cross, was buried 3 days and three nights, and rose again. Early Sunday morning, he came out of that grave victorious and was seen for 40 days here before he ascended home. He's on the right hand of the Father right now is where he's located, but he made himself very present that people knew. He died on the cross, and he was the perfect sacrifice, just like all the sacrifices that took place back in the time of the temple and the tabernacle. And all those sacrifices that were offered was a picture of what the Lord Jesus, our Savior, was going to do. And he finished that work and completed it. And he said, it's finished. And then he rose again. So we not only have our sins forgiven, but we also have life. Now, if you will come today to the Lord Jesus and trust in him. Believe the word of God. Believe the scripture. And then enjoy his presence. What the preachers need today, what they need to do and to proclaim, they need to proclaim the gospel more. They need to teach the word of God more. They need to glorify and praise the name of Jesus more. And they need to be submissive to the Holy Spirit is the only way this can be gained. So let's recognize that programs and what I would call denominations or the machinery that is built around these denominations have neglected all four of those things. They do not preach the gospel. They do not teach the word of God. They do not praise and lift up the name of Jesus, and they are not submissive to the Holy Spirit. The church was born at Pentecost. Chapter 2 of Acts, let's go there. I hope you have your Bible out front. I hope you open it up and enjoy it. It's such a privilege. I love teaching the Word of God. I love poring over it. I love studying the precious Word, and I've been doing it for over 40 years, and it's just a privilege, a joy. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Praise God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That's what we need. Look up here in verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word. They weren't baptized as babies. Those that were gladly received his word, those that were born again, they accepted what they were hearing, that I am a sinner, and I recognize that, and I accept Jesus as my Savior. Those that gladly received the word were baptized. They weren't baptized before. They weren't baptized for salvation. What that baptism gives us is a testimony of what is happened in our heart, something that cannot be seen, but we publicly have the baptism, which is not sprinkling, it's immersion. You come and you stand down in the water and you go down under the water, pictures the death. Up out of the water pictures the resurrection. It is a beautiful picture of what's taken place in your heart. Are you required so that you'd be saved to do that? No. But you need to do it for the single reason that you are following the Lord's command. He tells us to testify of what has happened to you, and that's the form of testifying is following in baptism. And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What a victory. What a day. So it's a joy to see what's taking place here. And so you are not a member of the church because you just go forward in a church service and say, I want to join the church. And I'll go as far to say that you could go forward, and even if you're in a church that agrees with immersion, with baptism, and you would go forward, I want to join the church, and go out and you're baptized and you come back in. I'll go one step further. You've joined the church, you've come forward, so I want to join this church, and so you join the church. You said, well, I want to be baptized, I've never been baptized with immersion, so you go out and you're baptized, and then you come back and you get to work, and you just work and work and work so hard. That does not save you. None of that saves you. you must recognize that you're a sinner and you're lost. And you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then God adds you to the church. No church clerk does that. No preacher in front of the church has the power to do that. Only God has the power to call you and to accept you. And He will if you come with a repentant heart. He'll convict your heart. You just need to come by faith. Got a couple verses of Scripture, beautiful verses of Scripture back here in the Gospel of John. Don't miss the Gospel of John. This is all coming about because of the beginning of the church that the Lord Jesus is explaining to Peter here. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. This is a wonderful, wonderful message here. And I'm sure you've heard it. I hope you've heard it. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus gave a different response here. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. Now, I love this scripture verse. And I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about it. And you says, Larry, I've heard it over and over again. Well, if you're tired of hearing this, then I'm going to say you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Because I don't know how many times I hear this. I don't know how many times I read this. I don't know how many times I teach this. And I love it more and more every time. So if your heart is so cold that you don't like to hear this good old story, the old, old story, as the hymn says, then you better search your heart. You better especially listen today. Nicodemus, a teacher. He was a teacher. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Nicodemus supposedly knew the Word of God. Why he came to Jesus by night, called him rabbi, I mean teacher. We're not sure why he came by night. We don't know whether he did it because he was fearful for his life. You know, today, sometimes to say that I'm a Christian could cause you some bodily injury. Was that the reason? Did he come because others asked him to? Because you see here, it says he came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. We know. Now, is that just a saying? Is that just something Nicodemus said? Or was there more of them that was curious, wanted to know about who this Jesus, who is he? What he does is powerful. And so what about him? And so we're not told why he came by night. We're not told that there was more than one. We don't know those things. However, we know that when he comes and he says, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, Nicodemus was close. because he was talking to God. Man, God. Jesus had a response here that I'm sure Nicodemus was not ready for. Except a man, verily, verily, which is Jesus is saying, and those words when they're used is, listen so carefully because there is nothing more important in your life today than what I'm going to tell you. And that's the emphasis on verily, verily. So verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again. Born again. Did Nicodemus understand? The response tells us that he didn't. And the response was not a response of a foolish statement. What do you mean, be born again, go back into my mother's womb? Did he do it sarcastically? No, he didn't. That's the only part of being born again. Born is to go back into the mother's womb. He said, can I do that? Can I enter a second time? What are you talking about? Now, you see, that's the change. Because Nicodemus didn't walk away. Nicodemus didn't laugh at Jesus. Nicodemus didn't poke fun. He wanted to know. What are you talking about? I want to understand what you're saying. And Jesus came back. Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Now many folks are confused that that's talking about the Word of God, talking about water baptism, but it's not. It's talking about the Word of God. God, through His Scripture many times, refers to the washing by the Word of God. He connects water and the Word of God many, many times. We have no reason to think that it's not the same here. So born of water. So you need the Word. You're hearing the Word today. Also, the Spirit. If you do not have the Spirit of God guiding you right now, as we list the Word of God, you will not have salvation. You must listen to the Word of God, and you can only do that by the Holy Spirit as He's speaking to you right now. That's how you can become born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. You were born once. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And so listen to the Holy Spirit as He guides you through to the place of salvation. And that guidance and those steps are very few, but so important. First, do you recognize you're lost and you're a sinner? Do you recognize that? Do you accept that? Are you brokenhearted over it? Because the second that you are, the Holy Spirit guides you right to the one that can save you, and that's the Lord Jesus. You say yes to Jesus at that time, you are born again. That's what Jesus told this educator, this man that should have known, this man that had studied the Word of God all of his life. And yet we find that he was stuck on traditions, and he had no idea what Jesus was talking about. The words continue. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes or whither it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. This is something that's very difficult for us to accept and understand because we can't see it. We can't feel it. But we know it's present. It's presence. For you to acknowledge you're lost is only come from the conviction that is sent from God through the person of the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus said to him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and you don't know these things?" So you see, my point today is that maybe you've been in church all your life, as I was. And yet it was many years before I was able to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Because nobody gave me the word. Nobody directed me to the water, the washing of the water, the word of God that convicted my heart and showed me I was a sinner and then said, and then introduced me to my Savior Jesus. What a joy. What a joy. We got a couple other verses of scripture here. And again, I hope that you're excited, if you are born again, to hear those words. Because those are wonderful words. Precious words. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. That's what happens when you're born again. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You must be born again. Verse 11. If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a wonderful work that is in the process and something that looks forward to come. As Jesus had risen from the dead, he has raised us from the dead. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, and he has raised us up out of there. He has taken our sin away. We are completely set free from that. It's a time now to walk. Do we still sin? Yes, because we're still in this old flesh. But as far as God's concerned, our sins are taken away, and we are sealed from there, from the day we trust in him to the day of redemption, till we face the grave, till we are raptured, whichever comes first. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. What a promise. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I know I'm born again because Jesus died on the cross, showed me my sin, and I trusted in him as my Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I hope that you're able to follow along with these verses of Scripture. That was John 3, chapter 3, 1 through 7. Romans 8, 9, 11, 14, 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Not a physical baptism, baptized by the Holy Spirit. Whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. What a wonderful verse of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see, these aren't things that I'm just making up. This is the precious Word of God that we have when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So as we look through these verses of Scripture, and we have some more here, we're going to find, and that's kind of where we're going to start this coming time when we get together, we're going to find that Paul, not Peter, is really called to the Gentiles. So just search the Scripture, know Jesus as your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?